Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and everything lost does on 1 pound. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. We want to help you thrive, and we want to help you do well. We don't want to see you stuck. I don't want to see you stuck. I want to see you do well with whatever you deal with your health and your life, to really make it work well. Because really, at the end of the day, you want to thrive. You want to really knock it out of the park. And your health, it doesn't matter if you've got diabetes or heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can push yourself to the next level if you're willing to make it happen. So those choices are determined by you. No one else can take responsibility. You've got to put sweat equity in. But nobody wants to do that, right? But I know you do. And at the end of the day, we want to help you do that. 888-283-7272. Osteoporosis is a big topic. Now, of course, women face this more than men. But if you have some of the risk factors, which one of those being a postmenopausal woman, or if you're vitamin D deficient, guys can get this too. I've seen it a lot. So don't wait till you have the symptoms to get screened. This is what I always preach, right? This is prevention. Prevention is the key. Staying ahead of the game, knowing your numbers, you know, getting ahead of it so that you can give your body everything that it needs so you can thrive, crush it, and do well. So when you want to get screened, that's one of the big keys. So here's some of the basics to get screened for bone loss, all right? So women over the age of 65, women who have had more than one risk factor, for example, a family history of osteoporosis or low body weight, other than being Caucasian or past menopause. Postmenopause women who've had a fracture, that's a big deal. And since bone loss begins without noticeable symptoms, screening should ideally occur before you have reason to worry. Now, fracture, most common early osteoporosis symptom is fracture. So you may have a fragility-related fracture before you're diagnosed with bone loss or osteoporosis. It means your wrist, back, hip, or other bone is fractured as a result of mild to moderate trauma, like falling, taking a quick fall, whatever it is. And if you experience a kind of fracture and you're over 50, you want to talk to your doctor about bone loss and what the issue is with that. A study of 127 people who had fragility-related fractures showed that only 17% thought their fracture could be related to osteoporosis, and fewer than half believed they were at increased risk for another fracture. Even having one fracture significantly increases the risk of later fractures, and osteoporosis was diagnosed in 44% of these patients that they looked at. That's amazing. Think about that. So if you hear some basic signs, any of these, if you haven't had a fracture of any kind, this could show that you're setting up for that. Okay, so high levels of serum calcium or alkaline phosphatase in a blood test. And again, if you're over age 35, you need to be having blood tests done every 6 months. Okay, it's not excess. It's important. You got to get it done. It's vital. You got to do it. All right. Next, vitamin D deficiency is a big one. Okay, difficulty getting up from a chair without using your arms to push is very noticeable and extremely important to notice. Joint or muscle aches, okay? A resting pulse greater than 80 beats per minute. Height loss. Increased stooping, which is curvature of the spine. All those are very important, and you got to have those checked out on a regular basis. These symptoms can indicate other health issues as well. So it's important to talk to your doctor and make sure they get an accurate diagnosis and a good treatment plan. So you might wonder also if you've experienced fragility-related fractures. Sometimes they're obvious, and you'll experience pain and swelling immediately after a fall or impact. At other times, you may feel pain, like your back, not able to trace to a single event, but just kind of aches. And that's very common as well. That's why nutritional deficiencies, vitamin D, other minerals can be affected and can be really making an impact in your overall health. And you want to get those looked at as soon as possible. It really does. It makes a big, big difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call or go to the website. And that's the key. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do on this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. You can easily find it there, and it can make a big difference in your overall health and your life. Let's get to the phones. You remember, you can always call us at the number. Let's go to the phones. Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
I was calling in regards to a fibrogranular mass in my right breast. And I've been having trouble with lymph nodes in my left armpit, swollen. And the doctor wants now send me to a hematologist because my blood count is elevated.
Okay. So one of the keys with the mass, this mass you're talking about, they're usually benign. All right, so that's the good news. All right, these masses are usually benign, and that's good news, right? So, but you still want to go to the hematologist. I think it's a good idea to figure out exactly what they are going to say. An opinion like that with the high level of a specialist is important because one of the biggest things in medicine is to rule out what you don't have. Okay? That's one of the big keys. You want to rule out where the body's doing well and you know, what it's doing, what it's not doing. You want to make sure the body's getting everything that it needs so it can thrive and function at its best level. But you got to determine that. You want to pinpoint that. That's a big deal. And then another piece, too, that's vitally important is to make sure, and this is important, okay? Once you get that opinion, then you got to have a game plan to go with it. So it's one thing to have knowledge like that, but you got to have a day-to-day routine that's extremely important and that keeps you on top of your game. And that's why you want to do everything you can with that information and then start, you know, bucking up on your own self to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods, cutting down inflammatory-based foods, that you are getting yourself into a position that you can do better. And that's what we want to see you do in a great way is to live better and do better and make it happen. So that's a big key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Key neighborhood factor that can help smokers quit, the inconvenience of having to walk further to the nearest cigarette vendor might be enough to help smokers quit. And researchers in Finland tracked data on about 21,000 current and former smokers. And the investigators want to see how the changes in walking distance from home to nearest tobacco could affect smoking behavior. The result, every one-third of a mile the smoker had to walk, and there was 20 to 60% increase for his or her odds of quitting habits. The study found. So the good news is when you make it difficult to get cigarettes, it can cut down on, because people are a little bit lazy by nature, it'll cut down on your ability to be smoking. And that is a big deal. So having to drive farther away or having to walk to get your cigarettes probably would cut down on people actually doing the smoking. Interesting, that's for sure. I wish people would just quit in general. That would be fantastic. That's one of the toughest habits, for sure. 888-283-7272.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah. find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
We're glad you're here with us.
As always, you can get a website.
Give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website. Or if you're ever in Atlanta or down in Florida, any of our Center for Lifestyle Medicine clinics, we'd love to have you come by. Make sure you stop by and say hello. Of course, take all the insurance and everything out there. So, but we'd love to have you just come by and say hello anytime. It'd be good to see you. Our doctors, staff, we've got great team members, and we'd love to have you pop in anytime. That's what we're here for. You're not going to believe this. Cancer is now the leading killer in 12 European nations. Cancer has overtaken heart disease and stroke as the leading cause of death in 12 European countries. Now, this, you know, of course, for the most part, heart disease is the number one killer, okay, especially in America, but across the world. However, cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke is still the leading cause, okay, worldwide. But in the 53 countries defined as a European region by the World Health Organization, heart disease killed more than four people in 2016. The deaths accounted for 45% of all deaths in the nations. Cancer accounted for less than half the number of deaths from heart disease in Europe as a whole, researchers said. However, success in preventing and treating heart disease seems to have led large declines in heart disease deaths in a number of countries. Cancer now kills more men than heart disease in these 12 countries. So here they are, okay? So Belgium, Denmark, France, Israel, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, and the United Kingdom, and Luxembourg, okay? So the study found that cancer now kills more women than heart disease in Denmark and Israel. Pretty amazing. Our lifestyle is everything. It really is. Now, another thing about cancer is that a big piece of it has to do with our environment and our food choices, the chemicals in the foods. Air quality is another big one, okay, because lung cancer is the number one killer. I don't know if you knew that. But lung cancer, out of all of them, like we hear about breast and prostate, colon and all that, you hear about all that a lot. And it, those are the ones that we talk about. They're kind of the ones that are more popular to talk about. But, the average person, the most leading killer of all cancers is lung cancer by like 34%. It's definitely the head honcho, that's for sure. But the countries where cancer caused more death than heart disease were all found in Western Europe. So you got to wonder what's going on in Western Europe. Is it the habits? Is it the water supply? Is it the air quality? Is it toxins in a certain area? What's causing that? Something is. It's not just genetics, I'll tell you that. Environment is a big piece. And so you got, you know, the key is why. And why is that happening? And hopefully somebody does some research on that to figure out, and I'm sure they are. Currently, but that's a big, big deal. We want to do everything we can to begin to thrive in our health and not just barely make it. We want to do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's get to the phones and talk to Ken. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to comment on the quit smoking segment he was talking about.
Sure.
There are tools out there that give people the power to walk away. And one of them is a book that I read called The Alan Carr, The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And I think part of the mythology of smoking is this notion that it's the hardest thing on earth to quit. And I would argue that point, that it's not the hardest thing to quit when you decide. I think tobacco companies want us to think it's harder than heroin and all that stuff. You've heard those. It's 3 days of irritability, basically, and there are tools out there. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, there are a couple of tools out there that work really well. It is one that is known as the toughest habit. It just depends on the person. And, you know, I've seen people that have been given a diagnosis. It was enough to scare them, and they quit cold turkey. I've seen plenty of people quit cold turkey and walked away like it was nothing. And didn't have the 3 days of misery and all that. Like, they were so made up in their mind that it's almost like they just shut it all down, and that was it. And so there's a lot that can be done with smoking. And it is. It's a made-up mind, number one. That's the first thing. And people don't want it badly enough to quit. They don't want to give it up. They struggle with it. And they really want to get into a place where they can just kind of stay in it. And that's a challenging place to be. But some alternative methods outside of the medications. I mean, there's Chantix and Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant medication. But there are those that can help. But at the end of the day, I like acupuncture. Acupuncture is one of my favorites. Now, you can do cognitive therapy as well. But I really, really like the acupuncture. I think there's a little clip that they put on the ear and stimulate the acupuncture point for addictive type issues, especially with smoking. It is phenomenal, and it does great, and it makes a difference, and it can help the body in a huge way. So I see people overcome it with that all the time. But no matter what you do and no matter what you choose, it's got to be in a place where you decide that's it, no more. It has to be in a place where somebody decides that, you know, I'm done. And there's no more. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. It's vital that takes place, because you have to understand that your habits are determined by your own choices, right? So we can say, oh, they're gonna have a hard time. Yeah, if you want to have a hard time. If you're not made up, somebody else is telling you you need to quit. If you're not made up in your mind, then yeah, it will be tough. So that's you are right. It's a great thought what you're bringing to the table, because at the end of the day, it's not that tough if you want it. But that's the ultimate question. That's the question on the cover of my book that was a bestseller, and that is a bestseller still, is that, do you want to get well? Do you want it? That's the question. And it doesn't matter if it's heart disease, smoking, depression, being overweight or obese. Doesn't matter what it is. Do you want it? Do you want to get well? And when you decide that you want it, and when you decide that you're willing to do whatever it takes, then that's when you'll find exactly what you're looking for, and that's when you'll find everything you need to thrive, be successful, and do well. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. 888-283-7272. Go to the website.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Less than 1% of those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus. That's according to a new study by the Kaiser Family Foundation that looked at breakthrough coronavirus cases that resulted in hospitalization or death. This as President Biden continues to call the latest spike a pandemic of the unvaccinated. One of the things we are seeing, though, as people do test positive for the new Delta variant, not as many people are dying. In fact, only 300 people are dying per day from the Delta variant of COVID-19. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes the messaging from the administration is off the mark.
They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. Always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That actually might, that positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. At worst, all it is fear messaging, the politics to control the non-ending pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. ADHD is called Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And it's common among college students who misuse stimulant drugs. Matter of fact, a lot of college students will just ask or act like they have the diagnosis to get the drugs because it helps them study so much better. College students who misuse stimulant drugs are more likely to have attention deficit disorder, though. So if they overuse caffeine, if they overuse any kind of recreational stimulant type drug, they can end up having ADHD or psychiatric issues, a new study shows. The study also found that stimulants that are immediate release are more likely to be misused than extended release versions of the drug. So a previous study found that 2/3 of college students have been offered stimulants for non-medical use, and 31% had used in over a 4-year period. The Massachusetts General Hospital included 300 undergraduates between the age of 18 and 28 in Boston campuses. And about a third misused stimulant drugs. Misusers were more likely to have been diagnosed with ADHD or to have related symptoms as children, such as being easily distracted or having trouble paying attention. Adults, they were more likely to have trouble following instructions and a disliked task that required focus. That's a big one. A study was published recently in the journal Clinical Psychiatry, and the data suggests that college students who misuse prescription stimulant medications are more likely to exhibit clinically relevant psychiatric dysfunction And Dr. Timothy Weilands said in a hospital news release, not everyone who uses the drugs uses them to get high. Some use for actual better performance and under doctor's supervision and whatnot. So these medications can affect the brain in a good way. But again, you want to make sure that if you do have ADHD or if you do have a focus challenge, that you get to a physician that can work with you, that understands the biochemistry of it, that can monitor you. Because there's blood tests that needs to be done, and there's certain monitoring that needs to be done to make sure you're okay and stable and ready for that and can handle it. So that's one of the biggest issues that you have to look at with something like this. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, you can go to the website, easily find that. We can help you get someone in your area that can make a difference in your health and in your life. That is what it's all about. Let's get to Lisa on the phones. Hi, Lisa.
I just want to know, is Weight Watcher food good for you? Should you plan your meals and menu around Weight Watchers? Is that a good product to use to lose weight or to stay on track with your weight?
Well, I think a lot of the different companies out there have some good programs and good routines. I think people have their strengths and they have their weaknesses. And something that we've developed over the years, that's one of our mainstays at InShape University. InShape University is pretty much an overall system that'll take you from where you are to where you want to be with your health, your weight goals, and everything else. So many times we pursue weight. And if that's a pursuit, a lot of times you really are not going to hit your long-term goals. Because if you pursue health, the body that you want will follow. So you have to pursue health first. And you have to go after it. Health needs to be the biggest piece of what you're looking for. I mean, that has to be the number one driver in the whole deal. And so one of the keys that you have to look at is, and this is, it's important, because the other companies they have some good systems, but you want to make sure you're doing whole foods, whole-based foods, okay? And lean quality proteins. You want to do low glycemic carbohydrates, form of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats. You got to know when to eat the foods, in what portion, and what amount, which is what a lot of them do. But you also want to know your blood work numbers. And they'll all say check with your doctor and all that, but then the doctor's not really checking nutritional deficiencies. They're just checking some of the basics. And if you're just checking the basics, you're not really going to get a good read on what's actually happening with you. And if that's the case, then if your body is, say, got an estrogen issue, or if you're dealing with, say, testosterone issues as a guy and you're trying to lose belly fat, that's not going to happen if your testosterone's low. And if you're eating a diet that's not going to improve testosterone levels, then that's a whole different animal as well. And so all of that is kind of, really it's kind of put together. And that's why you've got to have a system like InShape University that really puts it all together. And what we feel is you know, doctor developed and put together in a system that's clinically researched that can produce great results. And that's what it's all about. You want to have the results that you're looking for. You don't want to be stuck, because weight is important, but health is the ultimate. And that's what you want to shoot for. That's your ultimate goal. If you pursue health, the body that you want will follow. And that's just the way that it works, and it's pretty simple along those lines. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. A lot of people want to know, how can I catch your show at other times of the day? Well, our app is out. So if you haven't checked out the app, it's on all the Apple products, right? iPads and iPhones and all of that. It's in the Apple Store. You can check out. Just look for that app, and you can easily download it. The cool thing about it is you can listen to the show whenever you want, on your time. So it plays the show from the day before all the way through the next day, and it will play and repeat the content, stream it, and run it. And that makes a big difference for you. That way you can do it on your time, in your way, the way you want to. And that's a big key. So we want to help you. No matter what you're dealing with, we want to be a support to you, help you, make you go to the next level, help you go to the next level. That's what this whole thing is about. Well, there's a lot of healthy foods that can increase our energy, and energy seems to be a big topic lately. I get a lot of emails and calls about it, people just not having the energy they need to go through the day, to do the typical things that they do, and to really achieve their goals and really hit what they want for family, for work, for their fitness goals, whatever it is. And so finding that energy and building that energy level really can make a big difference. So a couple of things to think about when you're wanting to really hit those. Number one is, are you eating the right kind of foods throughout the day? It's not just are you eating at all, but are you eating the right kind of foods? That's number one. And then exercise is another big key. If you're not exercising, your energy levels are going to be down. There are more studies about increasing of energy than just about anything else. So getting the right amount of exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, is enough to make a difference. Then the other piece that's important that I would look at is also your rest patterns. Are you resting well? If you're not getting into a deep stage of sleep at night, then that can be a little bit of a challenge too. So you got to look at that. All that kind of thing is important to get your body where it needs to be and to get it to thrive. So let's talk about some foods that can boost your energy levels. All right, that'll be some help for you that you can take away. Number one are almonds. They're a standout food, without a doubt. They've got magnesium, which we're typically very deficient in, and the B vitamins, which help convert food to energy. Research shows that people with low magnesium levels tend to tire more quickly during exercise due to magnesium's role in energy metabolism. And the author of Boosting Your Metabolism for Dummies, the director of nutrition at Calorie Count, insufficient B vitamins can lead to fatigue, irritability, and poor concentration. So getting your B vitamins out of a lot of your leafy green vegetables and getting your magnesium out of your foods as well can make a big difference. The next one is salmon, which it isn't called the brain food for nothing. Salmon owes its moniker to omega-3 fatty acid nutrients that have been around to improve memory and reduce depression as well as boost energy and mood. According to a review of brain foods in the Journal of Nature Review Sciences, it's just like salmon, the omega-3 fatty acids that go along with other nutrients, salmon's also a rich source of protein, which can promote muscle building and can keep the body functioning at its best. So it's a good level of protein, but it's just a great source all the way around for the brain because you got your omega-3s in there. Bananas are really good too. Make sure you eat them more on the green side than you do anything else. But they're loaded with fiber, B vitamins, and potassium, and nutrients that promote sustained energy and muscle function. So bananas are particularly appealing as a pre- or post-workout snack. You can pair a banana with a glass of low-fat milk or a cup of yogurt for an energizing combination of fiber and protein that does very well. And again, a great, great combination to really get your day started. Kale's another good one. It's a superfood, hands down. It can boost your energy levels in a great way. Kale contains amino acid L-tyrosine, which can help give you a mental lift, as well as a number of antioxidants to fill you up and keep your blood sugar stable. Hummus is another one. It's got a Mediterranean dip, a few simple ingredients, and contributes nutrients for energy. It's one of my favorites. I love huge hummus guy. Eat it all the time. Fiber and protein with the beans stabilize blood sugar, take off the edge of hunger, and boost energy. And then Greek yogurt. It's a good one. And it's, you know, again, some people don't like dairy, and it's organic. Make sure you get the organic version. But it's good. It's a quick snack, and you can throw some mixed nuts in there, some berries, and it gives you plenty of protein for a small snack. And then, of course, it's got probiotics in it, which is why I love it. Now, cow's milk, dairy, some people don't handle it very well, but at the end of the day, there's been a lot of studies about how dairy products can help increase the fat-burning process, and that is a big deal for a lot of folks. So it can be a good snack. 888-283-7272. Coming up, got some anti-aging tips you don't want to miss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Connect with On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. And every day, that's what we're here for. Remember, I don't want you to really lose hope when it comes to your health. That's the one area that I want to see you thrive in. That's the one area that I really want to see you do well in. And your health is your greatest wealth. And no one can take responsibility for your health but you. Okay? Only you can take responsibility. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that struggle, and they don't really have answers. But here, in this show, we want to be able to give you answers, to be able to do better than you ever did before, to thrive, to make it, to know that you can, to know that you don't have to be stuck, and to know that there's a better way. We want to make that better for you so you can really go out and live the life that you were designed to live, so you can live better, feel better, have the energy that you're looking for, and do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Drinking more water can really help with kidney stones, okay? The risk of kidney stones. So there's been some studies that have come out, and the American College of Physicians now advise kidney stone patients to drink at least 2 liters of water or other fluids a day. It's been shown that drinking more fluids can reduce the risk of recurring kidney stones almost by half. So drinking more water and cutting back on the soft drinks, among recommendations in the guidelines, can help reduce the risk of kidney stones in people who are prone to developing them. The reason is the water is supposed to be helpful. It's a mechanically flushing process that stone fragments can pass, and so that the urine doesn't have sediment in the kidney and collect. And Dr. Elizabeth Cavalier, who's a urologist in the Lenox Hospital, said, kidney stone patients should try to avoid soft drinks, which have ingredients that can be major factors in the formation of the kidney stones. The guidelines also recommended changes in eating habits, including less red meat, foods high in dietary oxalates, such as chocolate, nuts, beets, and leafy greens. Doesn't that sound like not fun? Those are great foods. But it is. It's a big deal. Some people don't have the enzyme to break down the oxalic acid, and that's very, very common. More common than you think, and there's some genetic conditions with that, too. So, again, you just pick different foods, right? So if you like those kind of foods, you just go with some different ones so that you don't, or you just eat those sparingly. It's not like you got to eliminate them forever, but you can eat them sparingly, and then that can help for the long term. You want to do everything you can to avoid irritating the system, because at the end of the day, you want to do everything you can to make good choices. And one of the big deals, when it comes down to it, kidney stones, they're no fun. Not at all. Alternative therapies are out there for it if you have kidney stones. I mean, there's some different thoughts and different ways of doing that. One thing, of course, with kidney stones is doing the avoidance of the dietary foods. But the other thing that's important to look at is, on the kidney stone side, is to make sure you avoid too much tea. A lot of tea, black tea specifically, can be a root cause of that. So your fluid intake, when they say water, they mean water. And that really does make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call or go to the website. Let's go to Martin on the phone. Hi, Martin.
I'm calling to ask about what can a person do or where can they go if they're dealing with low vision. The person has glaucoma, and she is a diabetic. So her diabetes are under control. Her glaucoma seems to be doing okay. The pressure in her eye is pretty decent. 12:1 eye and 19 in the other eye. But she still has low vision. I want to know, where do we go to have her low vision checked? I'm not really that confident in the doctor that she's dealing with at this moment.
Well, one of the keys, and again, I understand you don't feel confident, but many times the doctors are doing everything that they feel is necessary. And they're making the best choices that they can. So you want to encourage them. If you want to get more doctors on the team, that's a great idea too. I always think there's great wisdom in having a lot of counsel. So that's one of the main factors you've got to look at. Now, one of the pieces you definitely want to jump in and look at overall is to really jump in and say, okay, what can be done nutritionally? And if the eating habits are not right, if there's no balance between equal amounts of lean protein sources, you know, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, if she's just kind of blowing her diet off and it's no big thought, then yeah, there's going to be an issue. When diabetes is under control, I'm assuming that's under control with the medicine, which doesn't mean anything to me. Okay, you tell me blood pressure and all that's under control, what does that mean? It means that you've done nothing, but the medicine's done everything. It means that your habits are still the same, or her habits are still the same, and that means nothing. So you got to get to a place where she has modified her lifestyle to the point where her habits have gotten the condition under control, and then the doctor said, gosh, you're doing so great that we just don't even need the medicine anymore. See, that's where you want to be. So typically there's a lot of issues with vitamin A. There's issues with omega-3 fatty acids, severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. That can be a real big cause of a lot of this. So getting that under control can make a big difference. And you want to do that overall throughout the day. And that's one of the big challenges. You've got to figure out at the end of the day what her goals are. And it just comes down to more or less lifestyle habits all the way around. Because glaucoma, there's drops you can put in them, but if the omega-3 fatty acids are low, that's one of the big ones. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.